Finally today, a story from the National Western Stock Show in Denver. Turns out you don't have to be a pro cowboy or cowgirl to show off your rodeo skills. For $5, you can ride El Toro, the mechanical bull. CPR's Leslie McClurg decided to give it a try and got a little history lesson along the way.
My tour guide into the world of mechanical bulls was Stan Sumner. He grew up on a horse ranch outside of Yukon, Oklahoma. Everyone in his family had competed in the rodeo, but he never took it that seriously. Riding mechanical bulls was more his style. He was in his 20s when he, like many Americans, saw their first mechanical bull.
They got real popular in 1981 when The Urban Cowboy with John Travolta and Deborah Winger, when that came out.
Bud, you recognize her?
Oh, sure.
Hey,
sissy.
Hey, sissy! Wait down from there!
Bud, just watch, okay?
Right now!
She knows what she's doing. And now remember, keep your head in the well, and don't think about nothing but the ride.
Show them how to do it, girl.
Okay.
Turn in, girl, Luke.
Stan and his friends would drive into Oklahoma City on the weekends to challenge each other at the bars. They would try to see who could stay on the longest. Stan told me he was the best in his crew. He also saw that it was quite a lucrative business. Today, he owns 4 bulls that he rents to different venues around Denver. On an average day at the stock show, more than 500 people will pay $5 each to ride Stan's bull. On the day I visited, a long line of children in shiny new cowboy boots waited for their turn. One 8-year-old in a crisp plaid shirt and a black cowboy hat hopped up into the corral.
We start out slow, let him get the hang of it for about 10 or 15 seconds, and then we start turning it up. We just keep turning it up until they fall off, and they will fall off.
His ride lasted about 25 seconds, and Stan predicted that my ride would be about that long.
So how do I get on?
Jump.
Like that?
Okay.
Now how do I do this?
Slide your hand to the bottom of the rope, right there, next to the bull.
What do I do with my legs?
Squeeze against the bull, just like that. You're looking good.
I might have looked okay, but I felt awkward, hanging on with one hand, my other arm flailing over my head.
You got her down. You missed your calling.
I missed my calling, did I? Oh, goodness.
They do have women bull riders. You look awesome.
Okay,
you're doing good.
And how similar does this feel if I was on a real bull?
It's a lot different.
A lot different.
A lot different. Yeah.
Oh, God, don't make me fall off.
The bull picked up speed, and I gripped harder.
See, I'm getting really dizzy now. Oh, my. Woo! Oh, my God! Okay.
Good job, young lady.
little nauseous.
I stumbled out of the arena. Stan shook my hand.
My controls go to 1 to 10 on bucking, 1 to 10 on spinning. I was about 8 on the bucking, and I was at 10 on the spinning.
I might have missed my calling,
Stan. You missed your calling, young lady.
I'm not sure I missed my calling, but I did last a touch longer than the 8-year-old. For Colorado Matters, I'm Leslie McClurg.
And I'm Ryan Warner, feeling very lucky I didn't have to ride that mechanical bull. That's the show for today. This is Colorado Public Radio.